Hey, kittens
And puppies.
and puppies. My name is Ben. That's Naomi. This is Kittens in a Bed. Today's date is 6/8/08.
We're a little behind. We didn't post on Friday because
What was wrong?
you said you had a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Thursday you had a stomach ache and it's Friday we were too tired. Is that what
I don't know
happened?
what
I don't
happened.
know. I know we missed a couple posts because we're lazy bums.
Yeah.
And even though we just have to walk maybe 2 feet into another room and hit record, we just didn't have it in us
We didn't. We were
to do it.
lazies.
We were lazy. It is not officially summer, but it is hot as balls. That's all I can say.
It's really hot. It's really hot in the apartment.
It's nasty. It's like humid and sticky. And you can smell everything in everyone else's apartment and the garbage dump across the street, like filtering into the building.
Glad I have a stuffy nose.
Yeah, I can't believe you can't smell half this shit. It's disgusting. I walk into the house, into our apartment, and I think it's our apartment that smells. And technically it is, but it's not like our stuff because
Right.
we're pretty clean, I would say.
I am.
Dude. I spent all fucking Saturday scrubbing this place down.
She's very clean. I'm very clean.
But this is like, I hate summer. I don't think I was meant to live through the summer.
I love it.
I think I'm more of a winter fall person. One, because I have asthma and it's just really hard to breathe when it's hot out.
I don't have asthma either.
Two, I am on the chunkier side of the population, not gonna lie.
I have a little bit of chunk.
And chunkier people, they get hot, I guess, more quickly. So I've been told.
I get a little hot quickly sometimes too.
And maybe you like being hot and sweaty,
I don't like being hot and sweaty.
neither do I. So that's why I don't like the summer. And then people say, well, if you don't like the heat, why did you go to India? And I said, you know what?
If you can't stand the heat, get out of India.
Yeah, but I could stand it. I just didn't like it. But I didn't
Yeah.
complain about it, because I mean, who's gonna go to India and complain about the heat? That's just stupid. It's like deliberately walking into an oven and saying, oh, it's hot in here. Right? Can I tell you, before
You
noon,
could tell me. You could tell me anything.
before noon in India,
Please stop touching me.
before noon
Always hit me.
in India,
Yeah.
it was 100 degrees.
Wow.
At like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And this was October.
That shit is crazy.
October.
That's crazy.
Insane. It was hot.
Whatever. It's part of a different part of the world now. I mean, you just gotta get used to it.
Oh, I did get used to it for 2 weeks. And it was awesome and I loved it and I'd still go back there. I
What
probably
if it was
just
like 200 degrees?
I would have to bring like a portable air conditioner.
I don't think it's
Or like
possible
one
to
of
get
those
200
battery powered
degrees.
fans that like spin and spray water at you at the same time. That's
Is
fun.
it possible to get
No.
200? Like, you would
Well,
melt.
with the way the world is
Yeah, I
going,
guess so.
maybe. But you know, by then, by the time it is 200 degrees, we probably would have evolved enough to withstand it.
Don't think we will.
Yeah.
We'll all die.
Well, the theory is that we got about 500 years left. Though the Christians say
Mm-hmm.
we got three. I think I'm going to take 500 years over the three.
Well, it's better odds of living. So.
Yeah, I don't like the summer. I don't like the heat. It makes me feel gross and disgusting
What
and
about swimming pools? I love swimming pools.
swimming pools are fine, but you gotta get out of them eventually and then it's still hot and gross. Plus,
You know what I. Oh, go
well,
ahead.
plus, you know, you gotta worry about people peeing in the pools. You gotta worry about drowning in the pool. You gotta worry about your sunscreen washing off in the pool. You gotta worry about swimming next to the fat, greasy guy with the Speedo in the pool or in the
Or
ocean.
the fat person with the t-shirt on.
Yeah.
No, you know what? What I noticed? Kids. Like, when you're a kid, you're like, fuck it, I'm jumping in.
Yeah.
I don't even have to test the water.
Yep.
It could be below a billion.
Right. And you're
And.
still going in.
Yeah.
You get
Below
older.
a
Yeah,
billion.
below a billion. Yeah, it'll work. It'll work.
Alright, whatever. But when you get older, the more older you get, like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna put my
You're
toe
a little
in.
time. Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, and then I don't go in. It's
And
like,
yet you
what?
complain that it's
You're a
hot.
wussy.
You know,
Yeah.
it's like too hot to go in the pool.
I love jumping in.
So did I. I remember, actually, now you think about that you mentioned it. When I was a kid, I would stay in that goddamn pool until my lips were blue and my fingers were turning purple and they were all wrinkly and raisinly. And even then, you had to, like, drag me out.
Yeah.
Now, 20 minutes, the minute, like, as soon as I start to get a little chill, or even if the wind blows, even if I just got in, I'm out.
You're a pussy.
So are you. Dude, you worked at the pool last year and you didn't even go in. I swam in there more times than you.
It's like working at like a fast food place. You don't want to eat the food. It's like, you're a lifeguard. You don't want to go swimming.
Anyway, I'm not a fan of the summer. I'm kind of hoping that we'll get like a freak snowstorm or something. Seriously, you want to know where you can find me this summer? Either in that back room, in our room, with the air conditioner on full blast, not talking or looking at anyone. Or maybe the pool. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know where you can find me? Anywhere you are. Because I love you.
Oh, he's a good baby.
Yeah.
So sweet.
All right. Enough of that.
Your animation was up in Times Square. Did we talk about that?
It was. I don't...
Last day of it was today.
I think that's the last day. It might be on longer.
That'd be cool. I would have
liked it. But it's like during Internet Week. So.
We were going to go yesterday to see it, but... Once again, hot as balls, and...
Yeah, you can barely move in this weather.
No, it's... Yeah, it just... It makes you tired. It makes you gross. You don't want to walk around... Well, even the city, like Manhattan in the summer, is disgusting. Yeah. At least in terms of the way it smells.
Yeah.
Everything is just
Well,
nasty.
Joe's mom is always like, oh, I'm going to go to Manhattan. Stink it up. Way to go, Joe. You're playing Beyond Good and Evil.
I am playing Beyond Good and Evil.
Beyond Good and Evil is a game for the GameCube. It was also available for PS2.
Yes.
If you've never played it, and you own any of those systems, or if you own a Wii, you can play it on the Wii, too.
Go get it.
It's amazing.
It's a great game. I actually get so wrapped up in the game...
She yells at me.
...that I yell, and I get scared because things are chasing me, but obviously they're not really chasing me because I'm sitting on my couch with the game controller in my hand, but they're chasing me in the game... And I feel like I'm actually in the game.
What I also noticed...
I'm so nervous.
Is that you think it's the Wii, and you move the controller like crazy.
I do that with
like
everything.
When you're turning,
yeah.
Like, you're physically moving the controller, and I noticed that you pull it toward your face almost, like...
And then I, like, pull up, and I turn. Yeah, I do, like, my whole little... Yeah,
you do that with Halo, too.
I do it with every game. Any game I play.
I think you'll play better if you don't do that.
I try.
And keep steady.
It is extremely hard for me not to do that. I just... It's like my brain detaches and I go into the game mode and I'm like... Yeah.
Weird.
I probably would play better. I probably would kill a lot more people in Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Probably drive the vehicles a lot better in Halo and in... Stab it.
Right.
And in
touch
my boobs, not during airtime. Nope. I probably would play better if I could stop moving with the controllers, but I can't.
Right.
I'm sure you guys either do that or know someone else that does that. Probably a girl.
There is a great America's Funniest Home Videos. So see if we can find this after the show on YouTube. You hear Mario playing in the background, and he's, like, old school Mario, and he's got the Nintendo controller in his hand, and every time he has to jump, he sticks out his tongue. It's the funniest thing in the world. He looks like a little lizard.
My sister used to do this thing with her tongue when she was really concentrating hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she'd be writing something or coloring, like, really, like, forcefully, she'd be like...
Pulling her tongue out?
Yeah, her tongue would come out and then, like, lag to the side. Yeah. Always, and I always would, like, make fun of her, or, like, I'd slap her and tell her to stop it. And then, the more she did it, the more I found myself doing it.
Really?
If I was coloring with her, and we'd both be like, ah!
Maybe you're both Riri's.
Maybe you're a Riri. Is that... Did we talk about Riri, the word Riri being offensive? Did we discuss that?
I don't know.
Is it offensive?
I think it is, but it's funny.
It is kind of funny, kind of mean. What else did I talk about?
You know, I was playing GTA later today, and
earlier today.
Earlier today, sorry.
Later would be
whatever.
Future tense.
Earlier today, and they dropped the N bomb in that game.
What?
Yeah, I
Nickel.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember the latest, the last one that came out for PlayStation, they dropped it. Because the main character was an African-American.
Oh, and okay.
In his gang, like, it was used in the
affectionate terms?
Yeah, if you can say so.
One
yeah.
up a nickel?
Yeah, it was used that. But I think it was used in the negative terms, too. Or
probably.
Whatever.
Speaking of dropping word bombs and whatever, mm-hmm. I totally pwned that guy on Halo. Angry Catholic?
Yes.
He was an asshole.
Yeah.
He was an asshole. As soon as, my gamer tag is Cream of Mittens.
Yeah.
Sometimes that solicits a little bit of nastiness from the other players.
Naughtiness.
So this guy, he's like, Cream of Mittens? More like cream in my pants. And then we play the game, and his team wins. So he's like, yeah, well, now my dick is going to be your job. And I didn't have a chance to get a comeback at that point. But as fate would have it, we played against him again.
Okay.
So we started saying shit again, and I said, I would work your penis, but I can't find it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the same guy who, like, tried to get out a sentence and didn't?
Maybe. Like, well, possibly. Yeah. That could have been it. Or it could have been,
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then I told that other guy to take the dick out of his mouth because he couldn't understand him.
Right.
And that was, he couldn't say anything.
Naomi's a mean, mean
yeah, don't fuck with
Halo.
Me on Halo.
Alright, that will do it for this episode.
Alright, and November, vote Obama! Yeah!
They didn't even let me finish I Love You.
I love you too. Vote Obama.